This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. So could that happen again? The chaos as thousands of flights across the U.S. were canceled or delayed yesterday after a system that offers safety information to pilots failed. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says they're trying to figure out why this happened.
Understand the root cause, understand how it could have led to this level of disruption, and understand how to make sure that it does not happen again.
More headaches for President Biden.
An AP source says President Biden's legal team has found more documents with classification markings. A person familiar with the matter says they were found in a second location, separate from the small number of classified documents a lawyer for the president says were found at Biden's former Washington office space. The revelation comes after White House spokeswoman Karine Jean-Pierre dodged questions about the president's handling of classified information, noting his lawyers immediately notified the National Archives about the first batch. Sagar Magani, Washington.
More heavy rain forecast for already storm-battered California.
A state spokesman says damage from storms and floods in California may cost more than $1 billion. At least 18 people are known dead since the storms began last month.
The AP's Jennifer King. Many in Newport News, Virginia, are demanding metal detectors in every school after a first-grade teacher was shot and wounded by a 6-year-old boy, say authorities. Some experts question the effectiveness of metal detectors, and some experts are calling for more gun safety education. The teacher's recovering. The boy is in custody. We'll learn more this morning about how much more we are paying for the things we buy. The December inflation report comes out this morning. Most economists think December marked another month in which inflation, though still uncomfortably high, showed signs of cooling. This is AP News. To Los Angeles now.
The Los Angeles police chief says he's deeply concerned about three civilians dying in police custody last week. At a news conference carried by KABC on Wednesday, police chief Michael Moore says two men were shot by police and one man, Keenan Anderson, died of cardiac arrest after he was tased, as was shown by police body cam.
Stop it, I'm gonna tase you.
Moore says six tasers were activated, and he says the shooting of Takar Smith is especially concerning because Smith's wife had called police.
Our victim did identify that Mr. Smith was experiencing a mental health crisis or had mental health issues and had stopped taking his medication and was potentially violent.
Smith's killing already has prompted Moore to order more training for officers. I'm Donna Water.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.